Welcome to This Grit and Grace Life. You've got questions, we've got answers. From the boardroom to the bedroom, car lines to college, single, married, or single again, we're bringing real answers to help you live and love your grit and grace life.
Welcome to This Grit and Grace Life. I'm Darlene Brock.
Hey, girl. Hey, I'm Julie Bender.
Julie, you ready for a vacation? Is it time to get away?
Yes. Is this episode sponsored by Disney Vacations? How do we make that happen?
That'd be great, but no, it's not. And I know that is your favorite place to go. So we're going to talk about some great places today.
Let's do it. Well, first, let's talk about vacation from a wider, say, World Wide Web perspective.
Okay. I love this one because it's absolutely true. If you look like your passport or driver's license picture, you probably do need a vacation.
I don't know about that one, but okay. I mean,
oh, wait,
first
do you
off,
have a good one?
I mean, I worked really hard because, you know, I had just gotten a new name. I knew I was getting a picture, but the one before that was tragic. So
yeah,
there's a lot of truth
to
this.
I just stare at the camera and look ridiculous, so whatever.
Okay, how about Mark Twain? He said, I have found out that there ain't no surer way to find out whether you like people or hate them than to travel with them.
I think there could be some truth. I'm not sure about hate. That feels a little strong.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
dislike them a whole lot.
It sounds better when it comes to the quote.
Yes, it does. All right. Backpacking is money spent on education.
I can't relate. I've never backpacked. Sounds like too much work
have
for
you
vacation.
Ever been in a, yeah.
No.
Have you ever been in a tent or?
You went once. I hated it. It's horrible.
Not your life.
Okay. Not my life. All right. But good things come to those who book flights.
That's true. All right. Jerry Seinfeld said this. Sometimes the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason.
I mean, he's got a point. Mm-hmm. What about planning clothes for the week at home is easy. A week vacation requires a check and carry-on bag.
Do you find that to be true?
For sure. And we generally end up driving. And so I'm like, perfect. I can pack 17 things, bags for each person. Multiple totes and bins and boxes. What? We've got room.
Yeah.
Bring it all.
You may need it.
You
never know.
You will not need it, but you have it.
All right. Here's a philosophy. Overpack. Because that's why suitcases have wheels.
I mean, I concur.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Bob Hope said, I have been to almost as many places as my luggage.
Have you found that to be true?
I feel like that's you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I remember one vacation we went on where for the first 3 days, I was wearing the same clothes and washing them and finding, you know, t-shirts and things that I could put on because we had no luggage.
That's stressful.
None. Yeah.
Well, summer is coming and you may be planning your vacation travel destination. While there are a lot of fun places, we wanted to share with you some that we've either been to or definitely want to go to.
Yeah, and I've traveled a lot, both personal and business, and sometimes combined them both and took my daughters with me so we could experience things. And I know, Julie, you have a favorite place in the world you go to.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say that my favorite place is Disney, but I am itching for the day that we actually go somewhere else. I don't think it's anytime soon, to be honest. I was thinking about that the other day with Rev will be turning 2, and I'm like, no, I think we still got a good handful of years before we really venture beyond just Orlando for our vacation. But one day, I intend to go other places.
Okay, well, I have to give you this. I remember when you were a single mom with Lincoln, and you said, I am flying from Florida to what, Montana, was it?
Wyoming.
Wyoming? Yeah. Okay. And 2 long flights.
It was horrible.
It was, yeah. And I'm like, go, you could do this. And you did.
It was very adventurous, but the travel part itself was very hard with a 4-year-old by myself.
It was.
But yep, we did it, and I'm glad we did it, and it was an adventure. And we did have a short stint there when it was just Lincoln and I that we traveled a lot. And I am grateful for that season, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know the book that Dr. Seuss wrote that is, Oh, the Places You'll Go. We all kind of quote that and encourage our children. But, you know, I want to say take it to heart, because you create amazing memories going to unique, different, unusual things you always dreamed of kind of places.
For sure. I mean, this time of year, maybe you're thinking about taking a trip and maybe you're not quite sure where you want to go, or you're anxious about trying an out of the box idea or a place that you've always wanted to go to, but you're not sure if the whole family is going to dig it. Just go, just try it. Because like you said, you'll make incredible memories along the way.
Yeah. And it could be just a car ride away. It could be a flight. It could be an exhausting pack and a long trip. But, you know, like you said, Julie, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Well, let's talk about some interesting places that our listeners maybe have not considered going to, or they've thought about it once or twice, and maybe just hearing it today will be that final little push they need to check it out.
All right, if you're like me and you love music, I still love music, even though I worked in it for years and got exhausted by it, I am absolutely crazy about it. Well, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, several years ago.
What's your favorite thing about going there? Because I think we're actually traveling through Ohio this summer. Maybe we'll stop in.
Oh, you should. I loved the fact that there was a whole lot of history. And of course, you know, I grew up in the rock era. So it was kind of a chronicle of my life. And in addition to that, they bring in every genre. They have Al Jolson. They have Dolly Parton. They have Steven Tyler. You name it.
Yeah.
It's represented all around rock. Obviously, but it's, you know, in my estimation, it is well worth the visit.
Well, I know during my traveling time, I did get to go check out Nashville. We actually went to Nashville together, but we didn't take time to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. But that is a must see, especially for country music fans. Have you been there?
I have.
Of course you have. What about the Grammy Museum in LA?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like you should deliver these, Dara. These are like your stomping grounds.
Okay. What I have not gone to is the Blues Museum in St. Louis or Motown in Detroit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Whatever you like, even classical, even instruments, there are museums for them absolutely all over this country.
Well, if you're looking for more music destinations, we recommend checking out Making Music Magazine. They have a list of important music museums around America that will help you find the sound you love.
You know, we'll tell our children the places you go, but we also tell them the sky is the limit.
It's true.
And to prove that to them, I think there are a couple of destinations. One in our state, which is Cape Canaveral.
The Kennedy Space Center. I remember that I went there as a child, but I don't actually remember it.
Oh.
Is that weird? But I think that Lincoln is totally at the age that he would really, really appreciate that. You can actually see spaceships, visit launch sites, and plan a mission of your own making.
Yeah, you can work with the Peanuts crew. I don't know how that works because I've only researched this. I haven't gone myself, and I'm with you. I think we should go. But they have the Peanuts crew where a kid can plan a whole mission with Snoopy.
Oh, my gosh. Lincoln actually loves the Peanuts crew.
Yeah,
I think it's now awesome. Writing itself. This needs to happen.
It does.
And literally, if you time it right, which I do think this is what I did when I went, the time that I don't remember, you can see a rocket launch. They'll teach your kids, like you said, that the sky is just the beginning and there are places that they can go that have yet to be explored. What a great lesson.
But if you're interested in seeing the stars from Terra Firma, that you really don't want to take a plane, let alone a rocket, there's a place at the Liberty Science Center in New Jersey called Jennifer Chalsty Planetarium.
So at the planetarium, you can see the vastness of the universe and have your perspective completely expanded. And also get a glimpse of the star-studded sky, leaving you in awe of the beauty seen only through magnification.
You know, Julie, have you seen the, the Hubble, but there's another one now, the telescopes that are in the sky, the pictures of what they see.
No.
The images. Oh, it is amazing. And I think that the thing that you realize in any of this context is this universe is so vast.
Yeah. It's a picture of you're small and the creator is so big, and there's so much more to know and to explore and to understand for sure.
Yeah. So why not take your family to one of these and, you know, see that and encourage them that not only the sky is the limit, but the world is amazing and worthy of exploration.
I feel like these last couple that we've talked about are great for elementary age kids where there's still more maybe imaginative, more interested in kind of hands-on experiences with mom and dad. Could you see your high schoolers going on a trip like this with you, or is this, you thinking, more of a younger crowd?
Yeah, I probably am thinking younger, because even if it was impressive to your high schooler, unless they're a science nerd, okay?
They're not going to let you know they like it?
Yeah, they would roll their eyes and huff and sit in the corner, and it probably would not
play well.
But
they probably enjoy the music stuff.
Yeah, take them to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, what about if you're looking for inspiration on times and culture, or folks with the courage to take a stand? If that's the case, the Bullock, Texas State Museum in Austin is filled with strong characters birthed in that great state.
Yeah, you know, you've probably heard of the city of Houston, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Named after Sam Houston, who was probably one of the most colorful characters that existed in that state as it was being formed. Here's what he said. Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from what source it may.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think what you'll find with a place like the Bullock Museum is that you'll be inspired by people who took stands, by people who said, I won't be oppressed, or I won't be subjected to someone who wants me to be less than. And, you know, that's not only true there, it's true at the Alamo. So if you want to swing to San Antonio after Austin, you know, remember the Alamo. They reenact the whole thing, and it's a fascinating experience.
For sure. Looking for more American history, think about checking out Boston, Massachusetts. Visiting the Boston Tea Party Ship will open your eyes to some very ordinary folks who took a very unique stand. Have you seen that?
No. I haven't. Cool. I mean, I've been to Boston, but never there, which, you know, I saw pictures of this, Julie, when I was looking some of these up, and there are these guys all dressed like they would be throwing tea over the side. Well, maybe it's organic tea that is biodegradable. I'm not sure, but throwing it off the side of the ship, and it's like, that's kind of cool. I'd like to throw that a time or two.
That's true. Well, history teaches us that all those who rose up had unique styles of protest and messy, complicated lives. So a historical tour through some of these locations might be just the thing your family wants to do this summer.
Julie, you know, one place that I think a lot of people pass through on their way to the Smoky Mountains without paying attention is Cherokee, North Carolina. It, as you drive through that city, it looks a little tourist trappy, but if you miss what's really there, then you'll miss a whole part of life. And that is the Museum of the Cherokee Indian. Mm. My husband, my youngest daughter, and I went through it several years ago, and they depict the Trail of Tears. Mm. And by the end of the museum, all three of us were crying.
I'm sure. It
recounts some horrific things in our history. And it makes you understand what we as humans are capable of and what we never need to let happen again.
For sure. Thank you for including that one. Maybe kind of along the same vein, what about checking out the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee? Making it even more impactful is at the museum, you can see the site where Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Yeah.
I have.
And you know what? These places leave a mark on your heart, and hopefully a resolve to not let things happen again that are so horrific. Well, we have to then bridge to our faith, because that is our hope. That is where we draw inspiration and encouragement from. And what better place than the Ark Encounter in Kentucky?
It's funny. Somebody just mentioned this the other day, and I was like, yes, I definitely need to make a plan to go visit the Ark Encounter. They have an exact replication of Noah's Ark. And of course, this is a kid-friendly attraction.
It's awesome. We went there last summer?
Yeah, I was going to say it is fairly recent.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago. We took our grandson, and now I want to take the rest of the clan. But you walk up to it, and it's huge.
I can't imagine.
Because it's full size.
Yeah.
It is huge. And you walk in it from level to level to level. And Julie, it's astounding. And they have a zoo, and they have demonstrations.
Of course they have a zoo. It would be weird if they didn't have a zoo.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Is there only two of everything, or...?
No, I don't know. I didn't notice that. That's a good question. But it is fascinating and well worth the visit.
Well, speaking of faith destinations, there's also the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. How many times throughout history has humanity attempted to eradicate this incredible book? and yet it can't be stopped. This is absolutely a destination for people of faith who want to explore the incredible truth of the Bible and learn more about it.
Well, and I think what you just said is so true that it reminds you that it can't be gotten rid of.
Right.
There are so many times in history where it's been burned, it's been banned, mm-hmm. And even today, there are some countries where you cannot own it, or if you do, you are threatened, your very life is threatened, and yet it endures.
Yeah.
And why? Why does it endure?
Because God said his word would not return void. And so there's a special protection on it. And I'm also adding that to my list of places my family needs to go.
Sometimes you just want to have fun. You know, there. It's not just Disney World where you can have fun.
Supposedly.
Or Universal, or, you know, there's so many great theme parks in this state. We're really fortunate with that. Mm-hmm. It's only a drive away from us. An expensive drive, may I say, and some of these don't cost quite as much. So if you want to be budget friendly, I would suggest this one in Virginia. It's the Luray Caverns. I went there years ago on a mother-daughter trip with Chelsea. You know, and again,
just the two of you?
Just the two
How
of us.
Cute.
Yeah, we left North Carolina. We went to Washington, D.C., and we just decided we were going to go on an 8-day road trip. And we drove through Virginia, and I saw the sign that said Luray Caverns. Well, Chelsea, I mean, she will crawl through the crevices in caves. She's one of those crazy humans that feels completely comfortable that you can hardly breathe. So she went, can we stop? And I'm like, sure. And we did. And I did not know, Julie, that some engineer and musician had put an organ in this cavern where the music played off the stalagmites and stalactites. And we went in and it was awesome.
Were you able to play the organ?
No, you couldn't.
Nobody
touch
can
that
play
thing.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
But is there somebody there playing?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
it's just wild. But, you know, there's a lot more than that in the cavern, and it's a totally awesome place to be.
Sounds cool. Definitely think about checking that out. What about if you're into cars? That's obviously my family. My ears perk up. Places that are about cars. Well, they used to be considered artwork. Your husband or your son, like mine, might thank you if you take them to America's Car Museum in Tacoma, Washington. How am I going to get all the way out to Washington, Dar? Actually, you know, Donnie would love that.
He would absolutely love
and
these.
Yes, so definitely put that on your list if you have a car enthusiast.
Yeah, what kind of car? Does Donnie like old cars? Does he like new cars? Does he like...
He likes
what
fast cars. He likes race cars.
He likes race cars.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Dan, we'll get to race cars in a minute. Dan and I love old cars. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could get a 57 T-Bird two-tone turquoise with the little windows, you know, that I would own it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. And they were artwork way back. But if you're into race cars, there's another place you need to go to. That is the Vintage Motorsports Museum in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, that seems closer. I feel like that's a little more manageable for us.
Okay, Julie, here's what would freak Donnie out. It is a sporting vehicle destination. So they have motorcycles. They have drag racing cars. They have street racing cars. Mm. They have Indy 500 cars.
They have it all, it sounds like.
They have it all. And not only that, and I haven't gone. I only saw pictures, and I showed them to Dan, and he went, we need to go here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but there are layers, like floors where you could see each floor, and like glass where you could see the vehicles in each level. And Donnie and Lincoln would love to go and stay for a day and a half.
Honestly, I think they would probably love to go without me, but I might have to weasel my way in because I feel like I would want to see both of their faces as they take it all in.
Yeah, at least do the half day with them. Let them do the whole day by themselves, and you and Rev go do something else. Birmingham's a cool city, so there's plenty to do there.
Okay, well, last but not least on the list is one also here in Florida. In Sarasota, Florida, you can visit the Ringling Brothers Museum if you happen to love the circus. There is a lot of circus history and memorabilia, but also their estate. It's it's literally this vast waterside estate full of beautiful gardens and all of their family collections. I mean, I'm not necessarily a circus buff, but I did visit there and it is beautiful. A cool place to go for the day.
What do you think of their art collection?
Incredible, right? Like, wow. Astounding, yeah. For sure.
I was surprised because I don't think there's some art museums I've been to that aren't even as incredible as the art that's displayed that was their personal collection. It's awesome. And like you said, a beautiful location to just enjoy on the water in Florida.
For sure. For sure.
We've given you all kinds of different kinds of destinations, whether you want to be inspired to make a change in life, whether you like cars, whether you like the circus or caves or, you know,
music or history. There's something for everyone on this list. And we would love to hear if you took any of our ideas and checked out any of these locations, or if there's some place you think we should have featured, maybe we want to add that to a future collection or article over at Grit and Grace Life. Either way, no matter how you spend your summer, we encourage you to make quality time, create incredible memories with your family and friends, taking a little break. Because I love this quote that you included here, Dar. Wouldn't you rather like to have a lot of stories to tell, memories that were made, than a full bank account?
So true. It's so true. And your family will feel exactly the same way until your teenager wants to buy a car.
We'll take them to the museum and then maybe they'll feel like it all went together.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Julie, it seems odd that we would wrap this up with a Bible verse, but I think it's perfectly logical. I think, you know, you should be the one to deliver this one.
Okay, let's do it. I think this wraps this episode up perfectly. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." We encourage you to take some time to rejoice with those that you love this summer in your own Grit and Grace life. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Grit and Grace Life. Make sure you've subscribed and rated and reviewed the show so more friends can find us. You can also share about this episode on your social media or send it to a friend you think it could help. You can find everything we talked about in this episode on our website, gritandgracelife.com, where you'll also find plenty of other articles from other women answering questions you may have.